You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. With you cowboy hat, you might be the worst. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the man wool pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that won't get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Hopefully you survived the big boring eclipse. It is late August and it's almost NBA 2K18 time, which means you've dialed in to the NBA 2K Shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. Jump Shot Jesus, on Xbox known as J-Parr Squish. Also running around the Pro-Am arenas is Mikey Chameleonaire. And I am the only person in this podcast that has a championship ring from being a GM and, you know, putting together a pretty gosh darn powerful team. Anyway, that being said, with me is the Baron of Boards and Blocks, Blocks and Boards on Xbox One, Xbox Live, as my mink. What up, Max? Ebenezer McDonald. What up, man?
What up? I don't even know what to do with all of that. But let's go ahead and plug the podcast Twitter at NBA 2K Shuffle.
Very, very, very nice. Well, on today's show, we are going to have a main topic of rules of a random. We hate playing with randoms, but we've all been random from time to time. And maybe if we can come to a list that we might all agree on, playing with randoms might be a little bit better. Also, we will be giving away the first copy of NBA 2K18 today. So stay with us, if you will, to find out if you may be the winner. But we're going to go to our Twitter question of the week. Now, Max, have you seen this Twitter question?
I have not, actually.
Fantastic.
You took the Twitter question, and then you hid it from me, and I was not allowed to see it, so asking me right there is kind of pointless, but.
Well, I mean, you know, you do follow a show on Twitter. You should be able to, you know, look it up and see. But we'll just tell you what it is. It is, what is the most, capitalized most, important improvement that NBA 2K18 must get right? Archetype diversity, server stability, faster loading times, graphics / animations. What is your answer, sir?
Well, I mean, just due to the incredibly ridiculously long loading times of 2K17, I would say that would be one thing that they need to definitely address. But as far as the actual gameplay goes, I would say something they've actually already announced, in that they are kind of moving away from the predetermined animations. So it's going to be more free-flowing, according to them, less things that kind of draw you in. I don't know if that was one of the options that you just gave me, but I think that's one of the things that's going to be huge.
So if you were voting, you'd say graphics animations.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, we'll start at the bottom. 11% coming in with faster loading times. Then we had a tie between archetype diversity and graphics / animations at 28%. And the winner at 33%, server stability. Right? Great. I don't want to hear NBA 2K18. We get to go to Mars and play with three basketball hoops while cheerleaders cheer us on the third Tuesday of every month, and we have special clothes we can wear. Nope. I just want the servers to work. What do you say?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Speaking of agreeing wholeheartedly, you were pretty excited this week when you saw some of the NBA 2K18 My Team news. I want to let everybody know exactly what was revealed. Before you jump into the My Team thing, just want to kind of be pretty happy that one of the teams announced being as the classic team this year is the 07-08 Nuggets, with Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, Allen Iverson. So that makes me happy. That would be the team I would play with. You know how we do it. You all know, $10 OG. Just ask your mom twice, because everything's nice. Now let's get to my team. Max, are you prepared now?
If you're going to bring up some of the teams they're throwing in there, I mean, everyone is pretty disappointed that they included two Grizzlies teams that really don't do much for the majority of people, not very memorable. We didn't need a specifically a POW team or whatever, but I am super excited because it will be a Conley and POW, I believe, and Rudy Gay team on the Grizzlies. I'm super excited for that team, so we'll have to play against that. But anyway,
I'm sorry. Are you saying POW?
is he saying POW? I do have my team news. And that probably the biggest thing they announced in my team that people are excited about is the addition of a draft mode to my team, something that was pretty expected that they might do something like this. It's going to be the same thing as basically Madden's, what is their mode?
So Ultimate Team, they have something called Draft Champions.
Draft Champions, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
You know I'm not in Madden mode because I didn't even remember what that was, but... Yeah, it's comparable to Draft Champions. It's called Pack and Playoffs. What you do is it's like a draft one. It's very similar to the other one. I mean, I don't need to go through all the explanations of it, but, you know, you basically get packs and you build you build a team through the draft as well as you can. But, also, they've kind of added coaches being more important in my team this year, giving you some stat boosts and things. There's actually a way to develop your coaches and a position slot for your coach. And then
there aren't any giraffes in my team this year.
No, there are, but... and the other thing...
Big mammals with long necks and spots is what I was trying to say. Like...
You the other thing they added, oh my gosh.
Josh Childress.
Oh boy, good old Josh Childress playing in that big three league.
Hey, you hung out with him in Italy this past summer, a couple summers ago.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He's on Brian Scalabrini's team as well. So they're 1-6. So whatever, shocker. But going back to my team, there is the Supermax, which is essentially kind of like what they, obviously the Supermax in the NBA, that contract that's been, that term that's been thrown around. But what they did with it was essentially made a salary cap in the mode as far as the season gameplay and some of the online competition. Every time a new round starts, your salary cap will be updated and you kind of build your best team possible with the cards from your collection under your salary cap. It's just kind of a different way to build your team, and it's only in certain modes, as I understand it, so it's not like it's going to all of a sudden restrict you from playing with maybe your best all-time team that you would have liked to play with, but that is something they have included in, like I said, some of the season modes. And they also added some offline content for my team. They're just calling it the Schedule Challenges. And essentially, you play through a 30-game schedule for each of the 30 NBA teams. You earn my team points and prizes that way, and you can... There's 900 unique challenges, according to them, based on the 2017-18 NBA season schedule, and they'll all be available from day one. And
I'm sorry, did you say 900?
Correct.
What is the odds that all 900 of those challenges are unique?
Well, basically, I'm assuming that if you have a 30-game schedule for 30 NBA teams, 30 times 30 is 900. So, I mean, that's probably what they're, you know, you got 30 different ways to do it. But, I mean, it just sounds better to say 900 unique challenges. But one other last thing is the all-time domination they've kind of done with. So... they essentially have 33 all-time lineups for all the teams. I'm assuming it'll be something similar to the all-time teams they're including in the games that I believe are going to be available for Play Now. Not entirely sure. I'm probably not for the Play Now modes. Well, I guess when you're playing offline, but I'm saying as far as the quick games online. But you know, that is something that you will be doing as well. And then there are other little things they've said, or like the dynamic duos are coming back and they're better, and their collections menu looks better, and just things like that. But basically, those are some of the main points of the My Team news. Honestly, it's pretty exciting for My Team if you're into My Team, which I personally really am not that big on My Team, but it's a decent thing.
And no surprise coming from NBA 2K wanting to monopolize on making more money by putting a lot of special attention into the My Team area and thus still keeping us in the dark about what we all want to know about. So moving right along, we're going to talk about the rules of a random. Now, Max, like I previously mentioned, randoms suck, but we've all been randoms from time to time all over the place. Let's come up with some rules of a random to maybe make everybody's experience a little bit better. I'm going to start us off here. When in the park is a random, one thing you absolutely should not do is play any kind of help defense at all whatsoever. Flash, okay? Don't zone up. I see a lot of people with bigger characters or the X button in the park who feel like, well, I'm just going to stand in the paint on defense. I don't care what my guy does, especially he's a shooter, but that's all right, because you know what? As long as no one drives inside, you know, I've got this or whatever. So don't help and stay on your mans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty solid advice and tip or rule. I guess we're doing the random rules. Rules of a random, I guess, is the official title of this little segment. But, yeah, I mean, definitely just don't help off shooters. That applies to prom or really any mode. Especially when they're looking, the other team's going to be looking to take advantage of that. I know that I look to take advantage of a lot of that. If I see somebody helping off a shooter, I'm throwing that ball over there immediately. You just, especially in park, like we've said, and in pro-am even, some of these archetypes can hit threes. In park, definitely. Pretty much any archetype can just bang a three from anywhere for the most part. So you really don't want to leave anybody.
That's true. And one thing that, you know, all of us from time to time go into the park with a buddy. So sometimes, you know, you hop on a spot and you get that third random that comes over. Now, let's just say that you happen to be that third random. I think one of the most annoying things is being the guy that's got to dribble the shot clock out and not pass to the open guy in the corner. That, to me, there's nothing says random like the lack of pass perception. You need to hit those open players. And look, it's all right if you dribble, but if it's already established in the first 5 seconds that the person's just going to stand there while you dribble back and forth, pass the ball, get open. In other words, recognize open players and space the court.
Yeah, I would agree on all counts. It basically just goes into the whole court awareness thing and playing heads-up basketball. It's really all it is. Some of these guys just want to dribble and do stuff in the park and just mess around anyway. They're not really caring about on-court awareness playing team basketball, but that's kind of the biggest thing, man.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you said you had something really big as far as being a random in the pro-am. So why don't you let everybody know what that is?
Spacing. You just want to contribute to your team in a way that you don't have to score. And one of the ways you can do that is spacing, cutting at the appropriate time, going after loose ball rebounds. Those things really will, I mean, we've touched on that before, I believe, in some pro-am talk chats, whatever. I think I was going to say talk, and then I was going to say chat, so I went to tax, but whatever. Anyway, just doing those some of those things, that's really some of the ways you help your team win, is just doing those ancillary things. And if you're doing those things and passing the ball and all of that, your teammates are going to be more likely to pass you the ball back. They're going to be more likely to play better basketball if they see that they're going to get the ball when they're open if you're passing it. Those types of things, just kind of trying to contribute in every way possible.
Very true. And the last rule of random that we're going to bring up here, it's very simple. It's basketball 101. When you're playing with new players or people you haven't played with, just, number one, play with your head, not up your ass. Because at the end of the day, if you look like somebody who understands how basketball works and understands, you know, the making of a team and everything that goes into basketball, assuming you're not playing with randoms that are let's just put it as like really random of who the bad ones are, other people will see it. Other people will know that, hey, man, this guy's passing the ball, this guy's moving around, he's got his guy in defense, and then people will want to pass you the ball in turn. And that works for just not just Park, but also Pro-Am, because at the end of the day, the goal should be to win. And like my boy Herm Edwards says, you play to win the game. Hello? So that is that. Anything else you want to add to the end of this random rules segment?
Not too much. Just kind of going along with what you said as far as the passing and everything. I mean, I find myself, obviously you don't want to pass up an open shot or what have you, but I find myself passing the ball on the first possession, the first time I get it every time, pretty much. If I'm the random, I'm pretty much always going to be passing the ball, showing that I'm willing to pass. Because if you take a shot the first time you get the ball, even if it's a good shot, a lot of times people will just assume that you're just going to only shoot. I just try to set them off on the right idea of what I'm about. But again, like I said, obviously you don't want to pass up an open shot if, you know, you're in the corner and they threw it to you, wasn't you wide open or whatever. But definitely, that's one thing I find myself doing is passing early, especially.
Indeed. Now, moving right along to Twitter, we did have a question today. This comes to us from the King of Northeast Ohio. He asks, in your opinion, is the NBA Legend Gold Edition worth the $150? Now, me personally, I did respond to him, and I did say, if you're my team player, that's the only way I would ever fork over that amount of money. You do get a lot of VC, but at the end of the day, I can't justify giving a company who has problems still. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all upset and frustrated when we can't get into games and servers and blah, blah, blah. And I would just feel like an even bigger idiot than we all are for playing the game if I spent more money for the same disappointing experience. However, it could change and be a lot better this year. I mean, we love the game at the end of the day, and I know we spend a lot of time complaining, but it's because we like the game and we just want the best possible experience. So to me, if you're a my team player, yeah, go ahead, get it. What say you, Max?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the only way I would be. I mean, personally, I'm not getting that, but that would be the only way I would say to get that edition is if you're big into my team and you want those my team packs. But honestly, again, I'm not huge into my team, so maybe I'm misguided on this opinion, but those packs aren't going to turn out to be all that good anyway as far as what you're going to be getting. You're going to be trying to open some of the special event packs, and you know, during the season they do different moments packs and all the different stuff they do, and those are going to be where you're going to get some of the players that you're looking to have on your team and some of the highest rated players. I'm sure that the packs from the Legends Edition are not going to necessarily give you all the cards that you're looking for. Maybe they will, but I would assume not. Also, I'm hearing that you don't get all of the packs right away. You get them over, you know, there's 40 packs, and I think it's once a week. So I think it's over a 40-week span. And furthermore, they don't stack. So if, like, you miss a week and then you want to open two packs the next week, you'll basically have just lost one of your packs. Instead of being able to open two, you'd only be able to open one. And
well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, are you really surprised, though? But
no.
Honestly, it's a better, if you're not big into my team or any of that, it's a better value just to buy the game, the normal edition for 69 or whatever it is now, and then to buy the VC separately. You'd actually be getting more for your money, more bang for your buck, if you will. But yeah, it. If you're buying the $150 version, yeah, you get 250,000 VC, I think. But that's $50 worth of VC, as far as I remember, and you're paying about $60 or maybe $70 for the game. So, you know, $110-$120 if you were just to buy the normal version and then get the VC separately, versus you're paying $150 or more to get all that other nonsense, which really isn't worth your while. So.
Indeed. Now we're at a special part in the show where we will be giving away one copy of NBA 2K18. If you were one of the first 15 people to follow us on Twitter and give us an iTunes review and let us see that iTunes review, you can win the copy. Now, there are still some spots available for the next giveaway, so try to get in there. Max, this is going to be your copy. Are you excited to give this away?
Yeah, I am looking forward to connecting with who we're going to give it to, that sounded pretty awkward, but I'm excited to give it away, man.
All right, so I wrote these down here, put them in my trusty Kansas City Chiefs mug, and we're going to pick one out here. The winner of the first copy of NBA 2K18 is, oh boy, I'm going to butcher this, Joe Giroux. I hope I'm saying that correctly. You are Joe Giroux on Twitter and Red Hawk for the review, which I believe is your gamer tag name. What we will do is send you a direct message and let you know how we're going to take care of your copy of NBA 2K18. So congratulations, Joe. Thanks for reviewing the show, following us on Twitter. Much, much appreciated. Now, Max, we know that at any moment in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks or both, we're going to hear some big, big news everybody's waiting to hear about the whole MyPlayer scene. And when we do get this information, we will drop an impromptu podcast to let you know everything that we know when we do know what we know, so that you know what we know, and then we'll all know what we all know together. Okay. And that's pretty much going to wrap up the show. You have any last comments from you, sir?
Block.
Sounds great. Hug your mom, tip your waitresses, and stay mellow. Catch you next time on the 2K Shuffle.
I'm out, this bitch.